What do you think of your first Stanley Cup playoff?
Really fun. I mean, there's a great atmosphere. A lot of white, I guess, and it was really fun.
How do you think your line played last night?
I think we played good. I mean, of course, we want to maybe score a goal or two, but I think we played solid. And to be honest, I think we can dominate that other line and make stuff happen. And I hope we do that next game. We'll see how the lineup is, but well, felt good.
What's made your line effective so far?
Just hard work and like smart guys. I know Rose and Lowry are good players and knows the game and a lot of skill too. So I think that makes the line good.
How does that playoff atmosphere compare to some of the other big moments you've had in your career overseas?
I mean, it was good. I played a couple of playoffs back home and the atmosphere is great there too, but I don't know. There's a lot of people on the stands and a lot of sharing, especially when we came out. And it was exciting.
I'm sorry. Take us through that great scoring chance you had. What did you see? And if you could do it all over again, what would you want to do different?
I would certainly do something different. I mean, I didn't score. I want to score. So I don't know. It was in the PK and I got a breakaway and couldn't like get in the net. Probably do something else if I did it again.
What did your club do successfully on the penalty kill last night? What stands out for you on the three kills?
Just work for each other. I mean, we felt like we wanted to block shots and make it hard for them, and I think that's the key. Work hard and talk a lot so we know what's going on. Just got to keep working. I know I can score goals. It doesn't feel like that right now, but I know I can, and I keep doing the things I've done the last years and keep working on that. So I don't know. I don't think about it too much.
First NHL playoff game, did anything surprise you? Maybe the physicality and every check sort of being finished?
Not really. I know a lot of guys talked about it being different from the regular season, and was kind of what I was expecting. Like the first period was crazy, a lot of speed and a lot of hits, so it was really fun. I love that game.
Which mental grind was it to just stay ready when you were going through the stretch as a healthy scratch, knowing that your chance was going to come eventually?
I mean, I saw it as an opportunity to get stronger and like better condition off the ice, and I think it doesn't hurt. I mean, when a season goes on, there's so much games and you don't have time to really take care of your body. You got to stay focused stay ready for the next game. When you're scratched, you can kind of go harder off ice and build up the body. And I think that's like the doc has been good. It's been working hard with me, so I kind of like that.
When you knew you were going to come over, did you watch some playoffs last year? Were you a guy that watched as when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, you watched back in Sweden, it's in, like 2 at night, so it's kind of hard to watch every game. But in the finals, I've been up a couple of times and watched that. I've been like watching my old teammates and friends play, so I watch a lot. Not crazy a lot, but some games.
Do you feel like you've done enough to maybe stay in the lineup if everybody's healthy?
We'll see. I think I'll play good. I think every other guy says play good too, so it's hard to say.
Or what do the Jets have to do now in that game two? What do you need to do to change the fortunes?
Just keep working, and I think we played a really good first period in the last game, so I think we played a decent game. I know we can fix a couple of things, and we're going to do that.